Hello, this is a demo on how you can do automated vocal riding. Vocal riding is where you manually adjust the gain of the volume to compensate for loud and quiet bits. So if it's loud, you would turn the gain down. If it's quiet, you would turn it up. But you can automate this process. To do this, we use a loudness meter and some automation.
One grandfather clock, one item.
So I've got some singing. My grandfather's clock, which we'll listen to a bit more. But the first thing we need to do is add our loudness meter. So I'm on my track.
FX, track add FX to track one grandfather clock dialog filter.
Come select loudness.
Click on the box collapsed, edit selected loudness.
There you go.
List 1S, S, loudness meter peak slash RMS slash LUFS, cockos 3 on 3.
That's the one I want.
FX, track one.
Now you can't access the parameters in here, so you have to go into the P dialog, parameter dialog. So I press escape.
Vocal riding modified reaper, one grandfather clock, one item.
And I hit P.
FX parameters dialog peak clips parameter.
Okay, and I'm going to go down through some of these parameters.
RMS momentary, RMS integrated, to LUFS momentary 3.
So this is one I'm interested in, LUFS momentary.
Value, slider on plus histogram.
So it's on with histogram. I don't think the histogram causes any trouble, but I'm going to just change it to on.
Parameter.
I'm going to keep going down through some of the other types of monitoring you can do.
LUFS short-term, LRA loudness rate, LUFS integrated, LUFS alerts, 7 yellow alert level, red alert level, reset on playback, star force mono analysis, text size, where y-axis scale, output loudness values and automation, 14.
Let's just listen to that one again.
Parameter, output loudness values and automation, 14.
Okay, so this is the one I want. It's currently
value, slider off.
Off, so this is the parameter which tells the loudness meter to output points as automation points. So I'm going to go up.
All.
Now I could output all of the different monitoring types, but I'm just going to go up.
All invert peak. Peak inverted. RMSM. RMSM inverted. RMSI. RMSI invert. LUFSM.
LUFSM. That's the one I want.
Parameter. Combo.
Let's just make sure that worked.
Value. Slider LUFSM. Parameter. Combo.
Okay, and then I'm going to go down a bit more.
Peak slash true peak. RMSM output. RMSI output. 7. RMSM output. 16.
Okay, RMSM output.
Value. Slider minus 100.0.
So it's currently minus 100. We're not making any noise, so the loudness is zero minus 100. So this is the actual sort of reflects the actual volume of the thing that is playing. So I'm just going to twiddle this so it becomes the last touch parameter.
Minus 99, minus 100.0.
Just went up and down. Press escape.
Vocal riding modified reaper beat.
And we can hit Alt Control L.
Showed the FM output slash loudness meter peak slash RMS slash the FM one brand.
So that's showing that envelope. And I'm going to set my automation mode to writing.
Automation mode, read automation mode, tab automation mode, write for selected tracks.
Okay, there's a keystroke of Control Shift. I think it's back, Control Shift backspace. I use a different one.
Power 4 beat 10%.
Okay, so I'm ready to go. Let's listen to the singing, and we should be recording an envelope. My grandfather's clock was too tall for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. 90 years without stumbling, tick-tock, tick-tock, life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, and it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. Okay, that's the end of it. My grand... Right, let's change our automation mode.
Automation mode, automation mode, automation mode, trim slash read for selected tracks.
Okay, we're on read, so we shouldn't be
one grandfather
overwriting about automation points. Let's have see if we can see any.
LUFSM output slash loudness meter peak slash RMS slash LUFSM bar 4 beat 10% stop point 2 value minus 100.0 linear.
So it's minus 100 at that point.
Bar 5.
Let's go into it a bit more.
Point 34 value minus 36.13, point 35 value minus 32.713, 181 linear 19.
So I've got some volumes of minus 32.
Bar 6. 0.67 value minus 38.3, 0.68 value minus 30.
For the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. Let's see.
0.141 value minus 33.84644.
So minus 33. So it's all quite quiet, but it's there. Okay, let's see if we can select all of these points because I need to convert them to an automation item.
455 points selected.
Okay, 455 points altogether. And I'm going to run an action.
Actions dialog filter. Okay, edit line.
Type automate points.
List one, control plus shift plus I script. Reaper accessible main convert selected envelope points to automation item dot lua. Julian 1 of 7.
So this is a script provided by Lee Julian. And it converts selected points to a automation item. So I'm going to hit enter on that.
Vocal riding modified Reaper v6.71 license for small business.
And I can see that.
Auto 1.10%.
There you go. I've got an auto automation item 1, which I'm going to copy, and I'm going to copy it eventually to the volume envelope.
One automation item copied.
Copied. So I now need to show my volume envelope.
Showed volume envelope.
And arm it.
Volume envelope armed. Bar 1 beat 10%. Pause.
And paste it.
456 points added. Auto 2.
There you go, got auto 2 there.
One grandfather clock.
Now I don't need my original automation item or indeed the loudness meter, so I'm going to get rid of them.
FX, track one grandfather.
I hit F to get into the effects chain.
Yes, loudness meter peak slash RMS slash
delete. That gets rid of the effect and also gets rid of the
vocal
the LUFS momentary envelope as well. So if I just hit Alt L.
Volume envelope armed. Volume envelope armed. Volume envelope armed.
I've got.
Bar 5.
So let's see if I got some envelope points. Grandfather's. Oh, something's happening. Because that was a lot louder, wasn't it?
0.1 value in dB linear, bar 4 million. 0.1 value in dB linear. 0.1 value in dB linear. 0.1 value in dB linear. 0.1 value in dB linear.
Now I really don't know why it's saying inf.
0.1 value in dB linear. 0.1 value in dB linear. 0.1 value in dB linear.
Okay, I'm going to still go with it though.
One grandfather clock.
Because it's doing something. So let's select the automation item.
One grandfather clock 008.1 bar 4 beat 10%.
I need to go into the envelope first.
Freak high pass 1/REQ envelope. Freak high pass 1/REQ envelope. Are cleared time /loop. Select one grandfather clock 1. Volume envelope armed.
There you go.
Auto 2 bar 1.
Hit Shift F2 to get the properties.
Automation item properties dialog MS.
And if I hit Shift tab.
Baseline slash edit selected 100.
I'm on the
item amplitude adjustment slider 75.
Amplitude adjustment. And it's better to go to the. There's a slider and a box.
Edit selected 100.
And it's on 100. If I type minus
selection
100.
Removed. Item amplitude adjustment. Edit selected minus 100. Item amplitude.
Then that seems to work better. So let's hit Control Space to play. Oh no, let's stop that.
Vocal riding modif.
Let's go to bar 4.
Bar 3, bar 5.
Grand.
Bar 4.
My grandfather's clock was too tall for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. 90 years without stumbling, tick tock, tick tock. Life seconds numbering, tick tock, tick tock. And it stopped short, never to go again. When the old man died. Okay.
Bar 18 beat 181% playing.
So it's doing something, but it's not quite right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to split my automation item because I want to shift it left slightly. It currently starts at 1, or at the very beginning, so I haven't got anywhere to move it left to. So
one grandfather clock, one item.
So I'm going to hit Alt-L.
Volume envelope armed.
And
bar 4 beat 10% stopped.
Let's
auto 2 bar 1. Bar 1 beat 10%
yes,
stopped.
I'm going to go to bar 4.
Bar 2, bar 3, bar 4.
And there's an action, F4.
Actions dialog filter.
Split automation.
Split automation, list 1, list envelope. Split automation items 1 of 1. Vocal riding modified Reaper V6.
And I've now got 2 automation items on this track.
Auto 3.
Auto 3.
Auto 2 bar 1.
So auto 2 is the one I want to get rid of.
One automation item removed. Auto 3 bar 4.
And let's hear this now. My grandfather's. Okay. And I'm going to hit Shift F2.
Automation item properties dialog.
Get the properties up again. And because if I Shift tab.
Baseline side, edit select item amplitude. Edit select item baseline loop checkbox. Beats radio over play rate. Edit transition time. Start offset. Edit selected 3.0.00. 3.0.00.
3.0.0, I'm going to change that to
2.3.0.00, selection 2.
4.7, no, 80. 7. 3.0.80.
Oh, no. 3.0.8, select 2. 4.8. 2.4.80. Transition.
And press Control Space. My grandfather's clock was too tall for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. 90 years without stumbling. Tick tock, tick tock. Life seconds numbering. Tick tock, tick-tock, and it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. Well, I hope that's worked and shown you how you can do it. There might be some improvements to the workflow, but hopefully that shows how it can be done.